The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey, and I'm remembering a morning during a visit I made to the island of La Gonave in Haiti when I was walking up the road and paused to say hello to Timani. She said, "Pim Pinin," and shrugged. I don't know this word. Is it a question? An admission? She's rigged a tattered orange sheet to shade the two babies who are both asleep. Lena, the youngest, is my goddaughter, born 2 days after I left here the last time. Timani repeats the story of how Jean-Paul made a special trip to her house to tell her that I had written a letter on the computer and asked about her and the baby. If I cared that much about them, Timani knew I should be the godmother. She fans out the skirt of some child's dress, and on it stacks 3 neat pyramids of gnarly edible roots. Pim Pinang, she explains, is when you get someone to sell you some rice on credit and you take it to the market and sit there in the sun with it. Once you've sold enough to pay back the credit, should you stay and try and sell the rest? I'm not sure if the obvious answer to this question is yes or no. She slaps her thigh and hoots. Of course not. You go home and make a big pot of food for your kids. Much later, back at my house, by the thin blue light of my headlamp, I find Pim Pinin in my Creole English dictionary. To struggle along, it says. To get by. Peter latches on to me and pontificates all the way down the road about his plan to help his neighbors make raised beds to grow vegetables. They will carry straw and manure, and all they need is money for seeds, tools, irrigation, and a motorcycle. The word is out that I'm interested in gardening. If I told him that I'd changed my mind and now I'm looking for ways to bring more plastic trash into the countryside, he would shift gears mid-sentence and be ready with a plan for that, because that's what he's wanted to do all his life. Onise hugs me and kisses me and calls me her child, rejoices in my return and how even though she's old and blind, she's not dead yet. She pulls me close and whispers, "Did you bring me a dress?" "That baby you won't adopt," reports Marie Rose, "is going to die." Naomi wants the batteries that were in my camera. Shani asks if I had a chance to buy mangoes yet. Sonin climbs a tree at the edge of the path and watches me eat. Louise takes me by the hand and leads me through the crowded, twisting market paths to the stall where the woman has a sparkly blonde Barbie. Pim Pinin. It's the daily cadge in this nation of artful dodgers. Pim Pinin. It's what makes me feel like a piñata. Rule number one of going to poor countries and thinking that you might help is to be sure you are only doing what people ask you to do. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.